USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days of speculation, President Trump has confirmed how he'll be filling two key posts in his administration. Outside the White House, telling reporters today that he is going to nominate Bill Barr to be Attorney General.
I've seen very good things about him even over the last day or so when people thought that it might be Bill Barr. So Bill Barr will be nominated.
Barr had been Attorney General under George H.W. Bush as president. Also, President Trump is nominating Heather Nauert to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations to succeed the retiring Nikki Haley. Former FBI Chief James Comey remains behind closed doors with members of two House committees answering questions about the early days of the Russia probe and his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The federal government's jobs report just released minutes ago showing the economy created 155,000 jobs in November, well fewer than the 190,000 new jobs most economists were predicting. The Labor Department report also says the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the average wage for American workers rising again slightly to $27.35 an hour. A U.S.-authored resolution condemning the terrorist activity of Hamas against Israel goes down to defeat in the United Nations. As she's in her final days as ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley was saying it's all about a double standard.
Since coming to the U.N., everyone in this room has heard me talk about double standards. But if we don't have fairness, we don't have anything else. This is not about emotion. This is about doing what's right.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 400 points today. Investigators worried about the prospects for a U.S.-China trade deal. Shares in Amazon, Facebook, Netflix, and Alphabet all trading lower. The tech-savvy, tech-heavy NASDAQ dropping 1.7%. The S&P 500 at this point is off 1.3%. Of course, yesterday there was a drop of over 700 points in the Dow at one point during the trading day, but by day's end, it had recouped and ended up only down by about 70 points. The nominees for the 2019 Grammy Awards are out. Rapper Kendrick Lamar leading the nominations with 7 for his Black Panther movie soundtrack. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper earning 4 nominations for their song Shallow from the movie A Star Is Born. And other artists with multiple nominations include Drake and Childish Gambino. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift earned a couple of nominations as well, including for the Best Pop Vocal Album category for Reputation. And today marks the 77th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, when the naval base was devastated by the surprise blitz of Japanese warplanes that drew the United States into World War II. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.